Deb, what'd you learn?
A lot of people, I think, when they date our own family, either people live distant from their biological family, or they don't relate to their biological family well, from one reason or another. A lot of people create their own family from the other meaningful relationships in their life.
And be very happy. Maybe even happier.
That was definitely a theme in our little group too. So I don't know if that's what you were going for, but
no. Tell us again, what you're wanting to say again, or reaffirm.
Well, just that. I guess we talked about how these non-relatives substituted, were an adjunct to whatever you have. These were people that were so close that we were all lucky to have them. Mm-hmm. And, in some cases, when other family members were far away, either emotionally or physically.
Mm-hmm. That was our theme as well.
That non-relative relationships are
right.
What?
Just because you're related doesn't make you family.
Oh, okay. What are you thinking, Margaret?
Well, I was thinking one of our, within our group, there were two men and myself, and I was struck immediately by one of the stereotypes that we have of men and women, at least that I have heard, and perhaps I've had it myself, is that women, they make tighter bonds between themselves than men do with men. Men tend to be a little emotionally. It's not true. Mm-hmm. I have heard two stories, and that's definitely not true.
That's great.
Yeah, close great. Relationships. One with a high school buddy, and the other in college. A bonding that happened in college, and they've kept in touch. One has died, but the others every year they meet. And I can't say that, and I don't know many women who can, and we didn't turn it into a male-female thing, but I myself was struck with that.
Okay. Good, thank you. Anything else who wants to add what they learned?
We both talk about relationships that were relatively fleeting, relationships that weren't necessarily long-term, but that had a big impact on our lives.
Fleeting, yet so very deep and powerful, huh? Okay. That's good. All right. Okay, so I think then the bottom line for me is, so it seems to me that the humanist perspective has at its core the unique and sacred journey that each of us is on and the special relationships that sustain us. And with that, Pippa will lead us in the next song, which is number 14, is it? I think it's 14. Thank you. seated, please. We'll have a closing reading number 662. Strange and Foolish Walls, 662. We'll just read that all together. 662. The years of all of us are short, our lives precious, our days and nights go hurrying on, and there is scarcely time to do the little that we might. Yet we find time for bitterness, for petty treason and evasion. What can we do to stretch our hearts enough to lose their littleness? Here we are, all of us, on this planet, bound together in a common destiny, living our lives between the briefness of the daylight and the dark, kindred in this, each lighted by the same precious, curious, flickering flame of life. How does it happen that we are not kindred in all things else? How strange and foolish are these walls of separation that divide us. Please remain seated for a silent meditation with music.
Thank you, Pippa, for playing for us today. Please join us for coffee and conversation.
Oh, did you?
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Yes, hi.
Thank you for paying Pippa so much.
Oh, you bet. Always good.
How are you these days?
I'm doing
quite
well. What's
new with you?
Oh, just had, just did the showing of a film down at the High Tension. It was, trying to think of what they had a whole week long thing going on before stuff going on there, so it was just kind of, So,
you know, was shown here?
It was down on the cross, Labradus.
Thank you all for signing up.
So it's good because we're really trying to push more to get more involvement out of the cross. You know, that kind of 50-mile radius.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Yeah. It'd be great to get better more going on, maybe even up to a player.
Oh,
it's super easy. It's